every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings, with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Monday here on the show. We made it! Golly! I did 6 shows on Saturday and Sunday. I watched, I don't even know how many shows. I've lost track. But now we're here, and we have an hour to fill y'all in if you happen to miss anything from this past weekend. I don't know how we're going to do it, but we're going to do a show. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today, and my cat. We had All In, which was Saturday. We had the Great American Bash going head-to-head with All In, which was an astonishingly bad idea. We had Saturday night's main event. We had Women's Evolution. And, of course, SmackDown was Friday, and Raw is tonight. And it just, the ball keeps rolling. We got Raw tonight. Got a few weeks until SummerSlam. We got Slammiversary with a bunch of NXT talent, including the champion, the TNA champion, coming up on Sunday. We got the follow-up Dynamite for All In on Wednesday, and it just goes on and on. So we're going to talk about all of that here on the show today. We also have some news. We're going to talk about Adam Cole. We're going to talk about Seth Rollins, and we're going to talk about everything else. If you want to send us texts here today, or you just want to meow really loud in the background, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. Text message line, f4wonline@gmail.com, f4wonline threads, Instagram, and Cameo. Grab a Cameo. They're $10. They're awesome, if I do say so myself. At Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler joining us here today. I don't know how we're going to do all this in an hour. It's actually about 38 minutes. But here's how we're going to start, okay? If you missed any of the shows this weekend, I'm going to very quickly tell you what I think you've got to watch. And then you can pick and choose from there. And then we'll talk about all of the injuries. So, you should watch. And I actually didn't see this match, but like everyone to a person said, this is a must-see. And that is the Takeshita Bandido match at Supercard of Honor. Did you see this one, Tom?
No, I did not. That is one of the few shows that I did not catch over the very long weekend.
Yes, Dave actually said that might have been the best match of the entire year so far, which is quite the statement. So that one you should go out of your way to see. On the All In show, which I would say was the best show of the weekend, you should watch Swerve and Ospreay versus the Young Bucks, which was absolutely incredible. And you should watch the Jon Moxley Hangman match for the AEW title, which was absolutely fantastic. And if you have more time, you should then watch the Okada Ospreay match and the Mercedes Tony match. That's four matches on that show that you should really go out of your way to see. But the Young Bucks and the Hangman match, those are the two real standouts on that show, I thought. And then you should watch Gunther and Goldberg, which is not like one of the best matches of the weekend, but like for Goldberg's last match on, I mean, that was his longest match since 2003 at 58 years old, all sorts of injuries. I mean, it really was actually quite impressive. So you should watch that one. And then on the Women's Evolution show, you should watch Bayley, Lyra, and Becky for the women's title, which was great. And you should watch the Io Sky Rhea Ripley main event, which was pretty much fantastic. I know Tom's going to say you should watch the Women's Battle Royal because Nia was great, but like that's lower on the list than all these I just mentioned. So those are, I think, the must-see matches of this weekend. And before we get to the injuries, Tom, any comments? What was your favorite match of this weekend that you saw?
My favorite match, I think, has to be the main event from last night. I am not somebody who loves, as you know, watching long, long matches and then having some sort of screw job finish. But I'm not going to complain about Naomi winning. I was genuinely surprised that she cashed in. When she ran down with the ref, I'm expecting some chicanery. I'm expecting them to pivot and this be a false cash in. But they went with it, and I thought it was a big, big moment. And I'm not upset about the non-finish in the other match. I think everybody really expected, as I did, Rhea to walk away with the championship at the end of the night. But as I'm watching that match and in the lead up to it, they made such a big deal about Io Sky having her number. And as I'm watching that match and I'm watching Io Sky, I start thinking to myself, there's no way they should take the title off of her. I made a mistake last week, Brian, when I said the most outstanding, the best wrestler in the Filthies is Will Ospreay or Mystico. Io Sky is the best wrestler on this planet after last night, I am convinced. So I thought that match was just awesome start to finish. The main event, the Hangman and Moxley match, I mean, within a minute, he's getting put in a triangle choke and stabbed in the head with a fork. And it didn't really slow down much from there. And I liked that match because it came at the end of an 8-hour show. 8 hours.
8 hours.
Some of those people were in there.
Yes.
And they didn't waste any time. They knew what they were there for. They got down to business in that main event. And I thought, like, as far as a match to culminate a storyline, a long storyline, that's as good as one that I remember seeing.
It was
this
perfect.
Decade. I mean,
you know what it was? It was cinema. Everyone makes fun of that term.
They're making movies,
cinema.
Brother.
Yeah. Okay, before we get into more
snuff film, but
well, before we get into more details, we got to talk about two injuries. The first is Adam Cole, and the Adam Cole, there's a big difference between what happened with Adam Cole and what happened with Seth Rollins. And that is, we have a lot of questions about what's going on with Seth Rollins. There are zero questions about what's going on with Adam Cole, because it was, I mean, everything you see is everything that happened. He was in a match on Thursday, and Kyle Fletcher lariated him right in the jaw, and he ended up with a concussion. And he talked to Tony Khan, and ended up, he's out. And, you know, he did a speech, and he made a comment about retirement during the speech. And from what I can gather, I mean, he was pretty much ready to go out on Saturday and retire. And I guess, you know, cooler heads prevailed. And it's exactly what he said. He was like, I'm not in the right headspace to make that decision right now. And he may make that decision at any time. But everything that you saw on television was 100% legitimate. Everything he said, all of it. So his future as a wrestler is very much in doubt. And it's just going to be a matter of time. When he feels he's in the right headspace, he's going to make a decision. And we'll see what happens. He's had a lot of injuries. He's had a lot of head injuries. And you don't want a lot of head injuries. And he's obviously very emotional about everything, which happens in the wake of a concussion as well, which is another thing to consider. You could just see the social media on Saturday, like, everyone from every promotion. It wasn't just AEW. It was WWE guys. It was AEW guys. It was TNA guys. All of them. Pictures, memories, thank you. I mean, everybody knows this is a bad thing. And all the best to him. So we'll see how it goes. It sucks.
Sure does.
Yes. I didn't know if you had more. Apparently not. All right. Then there is Seth Rollins.
I mean... How many guys has Fletcher injured? Now, wasn't he the one that powerbombed Cole and almost killed him a few weeks ago?
Well, I will say that that Cole didn't actually hit the ring apron. Thankfully, his head did not. His arm did. But I know there was a lot of heat on Fletcher for that one. And this happened. And
I mean, some of it, it is obviously like Cole. He's physically just not in his best shape at this point, and it seems like things are swimming downhill rather than going uphill. And you don't want to mess with brain injuries, as we know, because they could be severe. They could, you know, be exacerbated very easily and be a lot worse than, you know, other injuries. You can tell if you're bruised, you know, if your arm is hurt, but you don't really know the extent of some of these brain injuries. So, you know, hopefully Adam Cole is, hopefully can, you know, have a great life if he doesn't wrestle again.
All right. So when we come back, I don't have time to talk about Seth Rollins here. So we'll talk about it after the break. But there likely is going to be an announcement taking place at the beginning of Raw about Seth Rollins. And we'll talk about what happened, what probably happened, and more after the break, because it is a weird story. So we'll do that, and then we'll talk about all of the rest of the shows and everything of that nature. So back in a moment, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right. So, Saturday night's main event is taking place, and it is LA Knight versus Seth Rollins. And they do a long match. Everything's going along fine. And then Seth does a springboard senton, and it's kind of a weird landing, it looks like. And then he does a springboard moonsault, and LA Knight moves. And Seth lands on his feet and grabs his knee, and he falls down, and he rolls to the corner. And the referee pushes LA Knight back, and Seth talks to Paul. The ref talks to both of them. The doctor comes up. Long conversation. Everybody's booing. And then Seth hobbles to one foot, bounces forward. LA Knight boots him, pins him. And then, you know, they take the camera off Seth. LA Knight's, like, swearing as he leaves. And, you know, after they went to commercial, it's like there's 30 guys in the ring, and they all end up helping Seth to the back because he can't walk. And the next day, Seth is backstage on crutches at the Women's Evolution show, okay? They asked Triple H at the show, what's the status of Seth? He said he's going to get checked out today in Birmingham because the show's in Birmingham. How about that? And it doesn't look good, he says. Okay. So this happens, and you know, start asking around. My God, what happened? Was that real? Was that? And you see all the videos online, and then you see all the stuff you don't see on TV. You start asking around, and everyone's like, "It's real. He's hurt." And I mean, everyone insisting it's real. He's hurt. But then, you know, you got these other people that are, you know, the fans are like, I don't know, man, that's kind of weird, blah, blah, blah.
He's going to cash in later.
Yeah, so then, John Pollock, on his show, says, I was told this entire scenario on Thursday. Seth is going to do an injury angle, and he's going to be on crutches. I mean, he was everything. So here's the thing, everybody. John Pollock is the real deal. He's not making this story up, okay? I can say, I mean, I trust the guy to say with basically 100% certainty that on Thursday, somebody told him this entire scenario that happened on Saturday night's main event, okay?
I would be... I will cut off a limb if John Pollock made this story up and is lying about
it. Yes, okay. So, here's the thing. Everybody there is insisting that this is legitimate, that he is hurt, okay? Everybody. However, John Pollock was told everything that was going to happen all the way through Seth being backstage at Evolution on crutches. 2 days before it happened, okay? So listen. Guys, there's only a few options here, okay? One is that somebody got in a time machine and went back in time and told John Pollock this, okay? Even if you think John Pollock, like, made it up, I mean, how? Okay? That's too much of a coincidence.
When did John mention this? After the injury, I'm assuming?
He had said something privately before he said it publicly. Okay? I'll just say that. Now, I also, yesterday, in talking to all sorts of people, somebody listened to the show, and they sent me a message. Okay? And they said, this is what happened. And what they claimed, and actually, I now think that this is true, okay? because it's the only thing that actually everything makes sense if this is what happened. They said that Seth has a knee injury and that the injury on Saturday night's main event was in fact not when he got hurt, but it was a cover, okay? And so the story is that Seth worked the injury on Saturday night's main event to cover for an actual minor issue that he has with his knee. So, you know, we're going to hear that, well, you know, Seth does have a knee injury. Seth is getting a procedure done. And I believe that they're going to claim at the beginning of Raw that he is going to be out 9 months and that he's got this full, like, knee completely destroyed, because that was the, that was, you know, what people said. And then he's going to come back much earlier than expected to do the surprise cash-in. That is what I think is going on, because that would literally cover everything. Everyone has been told he is injured. Everyone believes he is injured. That would be true. However, John Pollock, knowing exactly what was going to happen 2 days before it happened, that would explain that as well, because that portion of it was, in fact, a work. So we'll find out, but, I mean, I cannot doubt John Pollock, but at the same time, I 100% believe that Seth is injured, because, I mean, the whole last 40 minutes of that show was like in disarray. They had to change this. They had to change that. They had something planned for the end of the show, which apparently was not a Seth Rollins cash-in, but they had something planned for the end of the show that, because of this injury, did not happen. So, like, there were a lot of people that were working live on this show who, in the middle of a live event, were told, we got it, Seth is hurt, we got to change this, we got to change, and they're scrambling and doing this. These people would be furious if they found out that this whole thing was a work. I know people close to Seth who would be furious if they found out that he wasn't hurt. So I do believe that he is hurt, but I believe that maybe they worked the actual alleged injury that happened on Saturday night's main event so that they could tell the story that it's a real serious injury and he's going to be out a long time, when in reality, he might just need a scope or something, and yeah, he'll be back much sooner than expected.
Yeah, usually something like a meniscus scope is only a few weeks. Maybe, you know, maybe it's like an LCL in the knee. That could also be a quick recovery if it is something along those lines. But I mean, I guess it's, he didn't look that bad on the landing to me, you know. I think the landing on the senton looked worse than the landing on the moonsault, is I guess what I should say in this case. But we'll see. Interesting.
This guy here says, I don't know what the end game would be if the injury was work. No, there's an obvious end game that actually makes sense with the scenario that I just laid out.
It's a ruse.
Exactly. He is hurt.
Cash
okay?
in.
But they want you to think it is a severe knee injury, and he's going to need his ACL, his MCL, his meniscus, the whole thing. And this is going to be like 9 months to a year out of action. Okay? But in fact, it's a minor injury, and thus he will be back in action 6-8 weeks, and then they can do the big surprise cash-in, and away they go. That's the end game, I believe, based on everything I've pieced together here. But
and we're looking we'll at, see. We have SummerSlam coming up in, what, 4 weeks?
Yeah.
3 weeks? Oh, God, 2 weeks? How many weeks is it? It's 2 weeks? Oh, my God. And then we have Clash in Paris at the end of August, I believe. And then what's after that?
I don't know.
Hell in a Cell.
And I don't think he was War done to games. Take attention away from All In, because this happened after All In was over. And, you know, it's a story, but I don't think that anybody's like, I watched All In and it was great, but I don't remember a thing about it because Seth got hurt. No one's doing that. Let's all be real here. All right. Those were the two big injury stories coming out of the weekend. The other big story, obviously, was, you know, the cash-in by Naomi, who has now moved to Raw. She's a Raw talent now. So apparently the whole Naomi-Jade thing appears to be done. And Jade will just go up against Tiffany at SummerSlam with no fear of a cash-in. So tonight on Raw, We have got Nikki Bella versus Chelsea Green. Nikki did not win the Battle Royal at the Evolution show. She was eliminated by Lash Legend. I swear to God. They are super high on Lash.
Well, Lash looked impressive in that match.
Very obvious watching that match.
Gunther, the one thing I will say, Brian,
yes,
about that women's battle royal.
Well, hold on. We'll talk about the battle royal after the break. Let me finish the rundown. Right. Gunther will be on the show. Naomi's going to be on the show. And with SummerSlam just a couple of weeks away, they're just going to do a gauntlet for the title shot. CM Punk, Jey Uso, LA Knight, Penta, and Braun Breaker are doing a gauntlet match. And the winner will face Gunther at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
All right, this women's, I actually think it could be, like, my original booking for Saturday night's main event did involve, the story is that Seth was supposed to win, but he got injured, and so LA went over. I always thought LA was going to win, and I thought LA was going to beat him. I thought Seth was going to cash in and win the title, maybe even from Goldberg. I thought Goldberg would win in Atlanta, get cashed in on, Seth would win the title, and then you got Seth and LA Knight for the title because LA Knight beat him right before he cashed in. None of that happened, except for LA Knight winning. So I wouldn't be surprised by Gunther LA Knight
well,
WrestleMania or SummerSlam.
Or SummerSlam, yeah. I mean, if you're going to have Seth cash in, you could always have LA Knight being the one who injured him in that title picture. Or, you know, if Seth's gone for the long term, you could always pivot and have LA Knight just be the guy on Raw.
Back in a moment with more Battle Royal talk on Observer Live.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills. And hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now.
You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Keep in mind we're on national radio, Tom, but what did this idiot Connor do?
Well, Connor McGregor was outed today by the rapper Azealia Banks. He sent her some... Apparently they've been sending each other unsolicited nude photos for years, according to her, but...
Wait, they've both been sending each other unsolicited? That doesn't even make sense.
This one is... It's notable. It's all over the place because it's something rarely seen, but Connor is in a training camp lifting weights with his genitals.
God. Idiot. All right.
Total bonehead.
What do you want to tell us about this battle royal? God.
Oh, you know, I thought the battle royal was better than most battle royals, obviously, because Nia Jax was in there running the show. They had her playing monster like she does, crushing people.
This is what you got out of this match, Nia?
No, but I had to mention our queen. Anyways, why did every girl have to do the Bella taunt? You notice that? Every single girl.
Well, because she's like the big star or whatever.
Oh, it took away from it massively. They need to have the agent shore that up. You had Chelsea in there doing it, which, you know, it seemed like one of the big stories was Nikki Bella taking on Chelsea and the Secret Hervis in this battle royal. So I'm actually surprised they're doing this match tonight so early. But, yeah, they were all out there doing the taunt, dancing around, and I thought it took away. It's like when you see too many... Hurricane Ranas in a match. You know what I mean? You see three Spanish flies in a row.
It's funny because, I don't know, man. Sometimes I'm just... Everyone's entitled to their own opinion and everything like that, but I don't know, man. Sometimes... Like, listen, the opener on that women's show was freaking great, and the main event was awesome, okay? The Battle Royal was, like, not. I mean, there was stuff in that Battle Royal that was so bad... And, like, the crowd was super into it. And The last few minutes I thought were pretty good. But, I don't know, man. That was not a great battle royal. And, portion of the show really was not that great. I mean, that Jade and Naomi match. I mean, they did all that stuff to set up Bianca as the special referee. And granted, I don't need, like, a bunch of shenanigans or anything. But usually that's done because there's a reason for it. And literally, Bianca came out dressed in Shawn Michaels' refereeing outfit, by the way. She just didn't stuff the front and did nothing. She was just a referee. There was nothing in that match to play off her being special referee. And the whole match was just Naomi hit Jade with stuff for an hour, and then Jade hit Jaded and won. I mean, there wasn't even a comeback. Like, even the announcers were like, "The Storm got beaten for 90% of that match." They actually said 90%. I was like, how was this supposed to get Jade over? I had a lot of questions about this show. But it was a fantastic main event and a great opener.
I think perhaps the idea with Jade is to structure her matches similar in a way to, like, Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, but Hogan had a comeback.
I know.
Literally in this match and the Oscar match, she had no comeback. She just got beaten forever and then hit like a move or two out of nowhere and won. That is not Hulk Hogan.
The Asuka match, she hit one move.
Yeah.
This one, she at least hit this move through a table. And then she did stare at Bianca afterwards. And they made eye contact, at least. I thought that Tiffany beat the crap out of Trish Stratus.
Oh, God.
Poor Trish in there getting... kicked, thrown around. She got, looked like her face got crushed on the prettiest moonsault ever at the end. And the ref was over there checking her, making sure she was okay.
Yo, let me tell you a story, Tom. Let me tell you a story. We were talking about Adam Cole and Kyle Fletcher, and there was a big thing in the chat here. And I mean, I guess you would know to a degree because you actually didn't you do some wrestling before MMA and then went back to wrestling, or was that just Ken Shamrock?
No, that's yeah, that's me too.
Okay,
do you remember, Ken, you know?
Do you remember when you and I, the Chop and Roll Express, were gonna face the Rock and Roll Express?
Yes.
And Ricky Morton did not trust you one freaking bit. He did not trust you. Like, he didn't want to be in the ring with you. He was so worried. He kept asking questions. Like, and then finally he just goes, "Lock up with me, brother." And you guys locked up, and like, you did a nice, light, easy lockup, and then he was fine. He just needed to know that you could lock up like a professional and not an idiot. And from that point forward, like, everything was fine. You remember this?
Which is funny because I would dominate any lockup if that old man tried to take me down or horns with me. I'd crush him.
He's not
Russian tie, collar and elbow, whatever kind of lockup I want.
So the
he's
point
question me.
The point of this is, like, I started wrestling in the late 90s. Guys like Buddy, and you know, in Oregon I would train with Buddy Rose and Colonel DeBeers and Ed Moretti and Tim Flowers, all these guys. And light as a feather. And if you went to like do like the arm wringer gimmick and you grabbed their wrist too hard, like, you were just like, "What are you doing, dude? Let go of my arm. Why are you holding on to me so tight?" Well, then we came back, or then I came back for the matches that you and I had together. And you know, the chop and roll and rock and roll was different because, like, they're also really old. But I mean, for example, that match we had with the Bang Bros. Nothing against those guys. I like those guys and everything. Dude, they hit me so hard. Like, punching me and grabbing me and just clobbering me. And I don't know who is responsible for this, okay? But at some point between around 2000 and, I don't know, 2015, who is it? Who's responsible for this?
Kenta.
No.
Yes.
Some trainer in developmental or something. Somebody decided to do this whole lay it in thing. And there's a whole generation of people that have been taught to lay it in. Okay? It's well over a decade. It's got to be like 15 years. Somebody's going to tell me who started this whole thing. But anyway, golly, I was freaking watching this poor Trish Stratus match with Tiffany. Oh my God. Like, I haven't talked to either of them, obviously. And I don't know, but I just watched it. Tiff is like grabbing her and yanking her and holding her and pulling her. And I'm like, oh my God, dude. Like, what are you doing?
Just roughing her up.
Oh my God. Like, and, you know, Trish hasn't been wrestling all that much. She had a few matches.
Never.
Back
how
in did,
how could you be that good when you never wrestle?
Because she. Dude, do you guys remember Trish Stratus? When she first started, let me tell you something about Trish Stratus.
Vividly, I remember Trish Stratus. What do you mean?
I was big into working out, you know, from about 93 on, and I bought all those magazines, you know, Muscle and Fitness and Muscle Mag International. And Muscle Mag International always had like a like kind of a centerfold section with women in bikinis, okay? This was the 90s. And Trish Stratus was all over these magazines. Long before she got into wrestling, she was a fitness model, okay?
I'm sure she wasn't the only thing all over those pages.
So anyway, she gets into wrestling because, you know, they're looking for really good-looking blonde women. You know, you guys saw the 90s, Sable and Sunny and the whole thing. So anyway, they get her in there to wrestle. And like a lot of these women, they just threw them in the ring with very little training. And, you know, they got hurt and they were terrible and this and that. When Trish first started, she was terrible, okay? Absolutely terrible. But she worked hard and she had a lot of matches. This is back when they had house shows. And she got so good. She became a legitimately great worker. And the thing is, like, if you're a great worker, yeah, you can take some time off for a while and come back. You're still a great worker. You know how to pace a match and not blow yourself up and do all this. Dude, she was great in that match on Sunday. But it was just amazing watching these two generations of wrestlers. She's in there just like working a match and light, and she's just getting thrown and dragged and pushed and pulled. I was like, oh my God. Oh my Lord. Who is responsible for this? Lay it in. I half blame Kevin Nash, because Kevin Nash is the guy. Wasn't he the guy that got rid of the light handshake? He's like, shake hands like a man. No, don't shake my hand like a man. You give me that light handshake, because if you don't, I don't trust you. I don't want to be in the ring with you. Kah!
I don't know if Kevin Nash was specifically known for laying it in, but I do remember when he laid it in to poor Virgil in the Royal Rumble.
God.
Just battered him with elbows.
You know the nicest compliment anyone's ever given me in this business? And he's going to just be, he's going to be furious because he never likes to put me over and he loves to bury me.
Lance.
I went up to Lance's training school in like 2010 and we worked a little bit. And you know what he said to me? He goes, man, you're 80s light. I will never forget this. You can put this on my tombstone. That was the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me in wrestling. I will remember it until the day I die. Man, he said, you're 80s light. God, I should get a shirt. I should make myself like a medal or a trophy or some belt.
Wasn't the original UWF in the 80s? Maybe
yeah,
that's what he meant.
That's something different.
Maybe he meant like Satoru Sayama.
But anyway, Trish Stratus
Akira,
was awesome.
Akira Maeda style. Light.
Do you hear me? She was awesome on that show. I was very impressed.
Yeah, I said that earlier, too. Of course I heard you. You don't need to reiterate.
I want everyone to know. I want everyone to know how good she was. And then, like, Charlotte got cheered like crazy. Because, she was so happy on social media. Have you seen Charlotte's social media today? You've never seen someone so happy. She's as happy as me when Lance called me 80s light. She was so happy.
She looked happy when she was in there.
Yeah, because everyone's cheering her like crazy.
Hey.
We should mention, by the way, because we kind of have glossed over with all the other shows, but that Hangman Moxley match, we kind of briefly, he did say I took the worst bump for a super kick as well. Lance wanted everyone to know that, which is true, I won't lie. But anyway, that main event of All In, the way that they did it, like the booking of the match and... I mean, one thing I will say, and I don't care what you think about AEW, you can never, like, you know, you're a liar if you don't admit that when they make a stipulation, they are going to give you that stipulation. And they announced they didn't even call it a Texas Death match. They called it Texas Death, and that's basically what it was. These two dudes murdered each other in that match. I mean, you can't say that you didn't get a Texas Death match. And as far as, like, the booking of the end, you knew, like, this guy's going to run in and the Death Riders. And then you knew Darby was going to be there. And you knew there was probably a good chance that Danielson was going to be there. And you knew that Swerve was going to be there with that chain.
What? Danielson runs in a Blue Panther mask. But pretends to be no one else but Bryan Danielson.
Yes.
He's doing the yes chant. Why is he wearing he loves Blue Panther.
I think because he was in the crowd and he had to sneak in quickly. So he was just like, everyone thought he was just some mark with a Blue Panther mask on.
Well.
Although, to be honest, like if I saw a guy in the crowd in a Blue Panther mask, I would presume that was Bryan Danielson.
Yeah.
He should have worn like, I don't know, some other mask. Anyway, that main event was just incredible. It was like they built that thing up for 8 months. It ended exactly how it should have. And it was freaking perfect. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, listen, everybody. Those of you listening on Sports Byline, listening free on YouTube, and we did the best we can in an hour, but the fact is, you should sign up at WrestlingObserver.com or Spotify, Apple, or YouTube, F4WOnline.com/Apple. F4WOnline.com/Spotify, F4WOnline.com/YouTube. Or you can sign up for the main site and get all the newsletters and the audio archives and all of the audio shows. And it's half off right now, F4WOnline.com/new. But we did, Vinny and I did a show after every show. So we watched All In and we did a podcast. We watched Saturday Night's Main Event and did a podcast. And then we watched the Great American Bash and did a podcast. And then I did a podcast with Dave late Saturday. And then on Sunday, Vinny and I watched Evolution, did a podcast, and then I did another podcast with Dave. So that's like six shows over 2 days covering everything in incredible detail because there's no commercials nor time limits on a podcast. So you should sign up. And they're all separated out as well. So if you're one of the, I don't want to hear about NXT, don't listen to that show. You want to just hear about AEW? Just listen to that one. You just want to hear about WWE? You don't want to hear about All In? Just listen to the WWE show. They're all separated out for you. So go up there and listen. So I will be back here tomorrow with Lance, but I will not be on Observer Radio tonight. I have a long drive, and I will not have a available room for the show when I get there. But I will have everything set up for tomorrow. So, yeah. Enjoy Observer Radio tonight. I'll be back at Observer Live tomorrow. And thanks, Tom. All of our great listeners. Even you guys on YouTube. You're growing on me, kind of. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.